This is 2EC. We play the South Coast's greatest hits. Now, you may have heard the term circular economy in recent times. And in the Bega Valley, there is an initiative underway to become a circular economy. And to talk to me more about this today, I have Samantha Avataya, who is the coordinator of the Bega Valley Innovation Hub. How are you today, Samantha?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Bertie.
Thank you so much. I think, first of all, just can you explain to me, I read that the Bega Valley is has goals to become a circular economy. What does this mean?
Yeah, I think the easiest way to explain it is to use the re words. So a circular economy uses every resource to its absolute maximum so that there is no wastage and it's good for the environment. So reusing, recycling, repurposing, redesigning, all those things form part of a circular economy.
And there's some major industries on board. As everybody knows, the Bega Valley has a big dairy and agricultural sector. And can you tell me about who's on board with this initiative?
Yeah, so we have the Bega Circular Valley Cooperative, and it's really led by Bega Cheese, which, as you say, is one of our leading industries in the region. But we also have on board supporting Bega Valley Shire Council. We have Rabobank, which is the world's leading agriculture bank. We've got NBN. We have also supporters from University of Wollongong, Charles Sturt University. A lot of really great partners looking to help support Bega become circular.
Okay, and to support this idea, you've launched what is called the Bega Circular Valley Challenge. Can you tell me more about this, please?
Yeah, so the Bega Innovation Hub and our sponsors and partners have been able to put up over $30,000 in prizes for local businesses and initiatives and social enterprises to look to extend their circularity. And we've had six fantastic ideas come on board. And that'll be culminating in a pitch final in November that the public can come and have a listen to.
Okay, and I can see here the prizes are quite significant, $10,000 for the winning idea.
Yep, $10,000 for the winning idea. We also have a couple of $5,000 prizes for best social enterprise. We'll likely have a people's choice, which is always fun. And we have a number of sponsors giving individual prizes, but all of the ideas will gain some funding. And if you have time, I can run you through a couple of them.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, beautiful. So we have a farm, which is a bee and honey producer. Also with berries, they're coming on board to look to circularise their business. We've got a couple of providers of tourism artefacts like jewellery and products that are going to be made from recycled products in the local area. We've got a community ownership innovation to look to try and keep our local services local and also not-for-profit. We've also got a business that is looking to become a regenerative farming tourism enterprise, which is really exciting. And then another one is an agroforestry business, so looking to support farms to be able to grow timber on their own farm in a sustainable way.
That's a big one here down on the South Coast, isn't it, with the native forest logging so controversial?
It is, and a lot of our farmland is left barren for a long time and can be made good use of, both for the farm and for the local environment. And that business is looking to work with universities in order to provide really great biodiversity on farm.
Now, this might be a bit of a silly question, Samantha, but in terms of the businesses and their ideas, that's great. So they would have to decide where their waste goes or something like that. But will there be any increased activity at recycling plants in the region or, say, at the tip?
Yeah, it's not a part of this challenge, but Bega Valley Shire Council is a member of the Circularity Co-op and they have so many new initiatives coming up in order to ways for us to use our waste. We're actually really a forward-thinking area in this type of research, so we're hoping that they'll share those with us at the pitch final as well so we can all learn more about it.
Fantastic. Now, how do businesses or individuals get involved in this, Samantha?
Yep, so So the challenge has started and we had our companies come on board last week,
right.
But we'll be looking to connect them with other businesses and services in the region throughout the next 2 months. So if you're keen to find out more, you can go to BigaValleyInnovationHub.com.au.
Fantastic. What a fantastic idea, Samantha. So much. Best of luck with this moving forward, and we'll speak again in the future, no doubt.
Yeah, thanks very much.